We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We will be about as close to back to normal as we can, and there's some conditions to that.
This is everything that's wrong with academia right now.
Employers can hire back their laid-off workers part-time.
That's a dodge, okay?
It's impossible for this party to move forward without President Trump being its leader.
We are not going to stop.
The line for gas.
Everything except diesel is out.
When we run out of gas, it's a pretty big deal down here.
This is insanity.
It's like a flashback to the 1970s. I mean, it's crazy out there with these gas lines stretching from Texas all the way up to the eastern seaboard right now. And this is only after 2 days, folks. Think about that. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are having a great show this morning because we've got some great guests for you. Coming up in just a second here, we got Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First. Then we're going to talk to Cam Edwards, the editor at BearingArms.com. And Senator Josh Hawley is going to join us in the next hour. A bunch to talk to him about, not the least of which is this H.R. 1 or S.1 that's being debated today in the U.S. Senate, which would, they call it the For the People Act. It would basically take away a lot of your state's rights if they were to ever get this thing into law when it comes to voting. You'd never be able to require voter ID again in America if this thing passed. It's just they're just going to vote for you is basically what's going to happen. We'll talk to Josh Hawley about that. His concern about the overreach of big tech in this country on his new book. And if you missed our interview in the last hour with Brad Smith, you got to go back and listen to this. We'll have it up on the website at 971talk.com/Cox. But we had Brad Smith on from the Institute for Free Speech talking about that bill, this S1. Not only the voting restrictions that it puts in on restricting states from doing what they see fit with voting in elections, but on campaign financing. It's crazy how they would coerce you into spending your tax dollars on candidates you don't like or don't support if this thing was to ever become real. Go back and listen to Brad Smith's interview on that if you would get a chance. If you download the podcast, you can do that there at odyssey.com and listen to it. It's good stuff. I'm just telling you. We're going to get to all of that and more for you coming up this morning. The clip you heard there, by the way, before I get to Todd, the clip you heard there from Martha McCallum, she went sideways yesterday on this teachers union lady. Randy Weingarten is her name. And she's like an NEA president or something like that. And she was questioning her on critical race theory in the classrooms, and the woman wouldn't answer the question about whether or not you support teaching this alternative view of American history in the classroom. The woman tried to completely go off and talk about the last election. Listen to Cut 19.
I would hope that Fox would be just as focused on let's get rid of the misinformation about what happened in this election. This election was free.
Oh, come on, Randy. Come on. This is not the topic that we're here to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that. We've talked about that before, but that's a dodge, okay? Because children in this country, we rank 36th in math, okay? That's about midway of all the developed nations in this country. So I am asking you, and you say you're a social studies teacher, do you favor teaching students that 1619 is more important than 1776? Do you favor that?
I favor us teaching about 1776, which I have often done. Mm-hmm. I favor us teaching about 1619. I also favor us teaching about the Holocaust and the genocide in terms of the
Holocaust. I learned about all those things in school that you just mentioned.
Boom, Martha McCallum, good for you. Good for you. Let's get to Todd, please. He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the yolk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd, I think that teachers union lady was trying to put a cherry on a poop sundae. What do you think?
Well, speaking of scatological humor, we talked last week about thou who smelt it, dealt it. Well, same church, different pew on this. If you have done something really bad and you have caused a lot of problems, you know, deflect. Try to raise some other issue to put somebody else on the defensive and see if everybody will ignore the horrific thing that you did, i.e. ruin education in the 50 states of the United States of America.
Amazing. It was a great interview, and kudos to Martha McCallum for the way she handled that. But, you know, the most important thing she said was right at the end. The woman says, well, I think we should teach all of it. Well, you know, guess what? I learned about all of that in school. I learned about slavery and how awful it was. And I learned about the Revolutionary War and the founding of this country and why it was founded. I learned about all of those things when I was in school. What makes them think they've got a better idea on how to do it now?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark Cox. Has history changed?
I mean, apparently.
Granted, with all due respect, people can discover archaeological finds that may change how we think about certain things, but that is all evidence-based. It's all evidence-based, right? It's not just somebody saying like, I'm going to spin the way the history is written and, you know, change how the gazillions of kids in the country learn. It was fine for years here, guys. Decades, in fact. I would harbor a guess that some of my textbooks were the same ones that my parents could have used back in the day with, you know, sections on the Vietnam War added, right? But not today. And it's not just at your liberal schools here, guys. It's all over the country. Two stories about Utah. Utah! Thank you. I'll calm down.
That's funny. You have to get Mitt Romney in and get his comments on that.
Well, can you get Mitt? You got Hawley. I mean, why aren't you getting? Why am I on the show today?
Hey.
You got like real guests. You got Josh Hawley. You got Todd Pyro.
Hey, you know, I wonder. I've looked at the map on this pipeline that got hacked, and it looks like it stretches all the way up into your neck of the woods. Are you guys seeing any impact in the New York, Connecticut area?
Great question. It goes to Linden. It seems to be the extent of where it goes. And if you've ever driven through New Jersey, that is the part that everybody's like, oh, Jersey's so gross. Well, it's an industrial area. Where do you want us to put the damn fuel?
Yeah.
You want it in your house? Maybe you do at this point because there's a run on it. But that is Linden. That is a huge refinery area right there off of the turnpike. It's interesting looking at that map, though. Connecticut and New England is not impacted on that. And I beg the question. I was wondering, where do we get our gas from them? And quite frankly, I don't know. Maybe ours comes from Canada. But I truly don't know if I would have assumed, just like you, that we would have gotten the gas from the Linden Refinery, which is, oh gosh, about 2 hours away from where I live. But I think we're going to learn a lot more about gasoline distribution over the course of the next 2 weeks than we ever wanted to.
Yeah, it's true. And the weird twist to this story is the story that's out today, Todd. I'm sure you guys reported this morning, that these pipeline hackers say they didn't mean to cause all this trouble. They just wanted some cash.
Yeah, we're sorry. Our bad.
You know.
They are, what are they, Robin Hood hackers, I've heard them described as. I think I heard Ainsley talking about that. They have a hotline to call. You know, when you have a situation, you call their help desk, and people help you give them money, which I may start a help desk that helps people give me money. That seems like a great help desk to have, but, you know, obviously this is little guy against the man, and there's going to be people, I'm sure, writing articles, like, this was the great thing to do. This was, you know, this just shows how the little man can fight back, and never realizing that it is the little man who needs gas to get to and from his job that allows him to, you know, put food on his table or her table.
No kidding. Todd Pyro, our guest this morning from Fox and Friends First. And, you know, Todd, I was thinking about this. I've heard how often how vulnerable our infrastructure is in terms of the ability to hack into power grids and obviously this pipeline company and all this stuff. When you think about the fact that this happened 2 days ago and there are already people freaking out and gas stations running out of gasoline, it's sort of a just-in-time delivery system, and it doesn't take much disruption to cause complete chaos. Imagine if there, you know, people make fun of preppers and all these folks all the time, but imagine if there was a earthquake and it broke this pipeline or something like that, or the power grid went down. Within a couple of days, things start to dissolve into anarchy in this country. That's kind of frightening.
You ever see those things, Life After People?
No.
I'm watching this series. I think it came on the History Channel around 2009 or something. Yeah. Obviously, we're not talking about that, but a lot of the impacts are similar. And you see how we are just not, we're not pioneers anymore, folks. We're not, we're not the folks who came to our country and figured it out on their own without any of these resources. We are domesticated, and one of the things we need is gas, electricity, our bank accounts, our financial system, how we pay for things. And to your point, man, one cog in that wheel falls off, and the whole system literally collapses. Wouldn't you think, though? I don't know. And this isn't a Democrat thing. This isn't a Republican thing. This is all government thing. We love to attack the crisis that is right in front of us. That's not the best way to do it. We should really be planning for this stuff. And I'm sure a number of businesses have. But this is one that was vulnerable because of, from what I've heard, very arcane and archaic technology.
Wow. You know, maybe it's buried in that 1,200-page infrastructure bill somewhere.
Right.
I mean, we just don't want to get ready yet.
that's the racist infrastructure.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You know, I read a book one time on whether or not the U.S. was prepared for an electromagnetic pulse attack by a foreign country. And what it looked at was just how quickly things go to hell in a handbasket in the event that ever happened. That means the power goes out everywhere. Your cars don't work. You can't get gas out of the ground. None of that. And honestly, they said that it's almost a doomsday-like scenario because we're not farmers anymore. We don't know how to raise crops. We don't store that stuff away for a rainy day anymore. And within a couple of years, they if it affected the whole country, they estimate that, I don't know, half to two-thirds of the population might die off from starvation and all these other problems. It's shocking when you look at it. Now, they did a study on this EMP scenario, and it was issued by Congress on, like, September 9th of 2001. And then 9/11 happened, and it got completely ignored. Newt Gingrich wrote the introduction to this study that they did, and it got completely ignored. Nobody's paid any attention to it since. So we
definitely got a little busy on 9/12, if you will, but understandably so. Enough time has passed that we should be getting on this. And look, I'm a positive guy, a Pollyanna Pyro, if you will. Hopefully, we'll learn from this, and all institutions, financial, energy, utilities, will all harden their defenses. And quite frankly, again, you said, like, people make fun of these survivalists.
Yeah.
Have something in your house, guys.
Yeah.
Get some extra cans of beans, you know, because the government can barely take care of us as it is. And this is with unlimited resources that they're pumping into the world. Do you feel taken care of? Imagine when everything goes to, you know what?
Oh,
the government's not going to take care of you.
No, they're not. It's a great point. Hey, are you a horse racing fan? Have you been around that sport at all?
I thought you were going to say, are you a horse? And I was like, sometimes I go to the bathroom like one. I used to love going to the track as a kid because for whatever reason, I don't understand this. I was able to gamble as a 10-year-old.
Wow.
I don't know what was up with that.
Did you develop facial hair at an early age or what? How did that work?
It's one of those things that you think about it like, something's not right, but I digress. I love watching. I always get nervous that the horses are going to die or have to get shot. I'm serious. But at the end of the day, they are majestic animals. And, you know, it's sad to see what happens because with the doping situation. Because, and again, I don't know yay or nay. I don't know enough to say. But if you have a triple crown winner, that's one of those things that, like, unites the country. And I worry that this year there's not going to be sort of a galvanizing spirit around a horse that Donald Trump called a junkie.
Right. No kidding. So I read this morning that not only has this happened one time to Bob Baffert or three times to Bob Baffert or five times to Bob Baffert, he's apparently been accused of this like 29 times in his career. I mean,
yeah.
That's stunning.
Fool me once.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I'm not saying he's guilty. I don't know enough about it, but I got a good friend who's really a horse racing aficionado, and he's pointed out that, you know, at some point where there's this much smoke, there's potentially a problem, and, you know, I don't know. They gave this horse some sort of a steroid that reduces inflammation. I would think that if they gave me some steroids that reduce my inflammation, I could run longer. I don't know. Would help.
That's it. That's it. In the Preakness, I encourage all of your listeners, put $2 on Mark Cox. Mark Cox to place.
I could have mattered, man. I could have been somebody with a few more steroids. I could have run a marathon.
I want people to work Mark Cox into a trifecta. Make it happen, people of St. Louis. I want to send your slips to me. Care of Fox News Channel. I will not reimburse you. I will just laugh and put them on my wall.
I asked this question yesterday. What about all the people? Because some people won big money for this. Now, the owner will apparently...
The same thing.
The owner will have to give the money back. But if you bet on the horse at the Derby and you won, the rules say that whoever the judges rule the winner that day, it won't affect the pari-mutuel payout. It's right. Limited to the winner that day, and they did that intentionally so if the race gets overturned later, they don't have to go back and figure out how to get that money back from all the people that won.
Yeah, I'm less concerned about the people that won. I'm more concerned about the people that came in second place horse came in second place. Again, we have to get away from these people running on the track theme. Their horse came in second place. And what if you put, if you put $2, okay, who cares? But yeah. What if you put like a sizable amount?
Right.
I'd be ticked.
If Mandalone is pronounced the winner this week and you bet, you know, $1,000, $10,000 on him, you'd be pretty depressed, no doubt about it. Todd, listen, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it as always.
I love talking to you guys. Enjoy your week.
You too. We'll talk soon. Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends. First, you can listen to him every morning there on the Fox Network, and just does a great job. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk with my friend Cam Edwards at BearingArms.com because of some of these court challenges that have come up to our Second Amendment rights. I mean, here we are in Congress today debating in the Senate this S1, which in many ways impacts your First Amendment rights a lot more than you might have thought. And in the background, we've got people trying to ban guns. It's all in the semantics these days of how they describe these domestic shootings across the country as mass killings. You know what they're trying to do. We'll talk to Cam Edwards about it coming up, Senator Josh Hawley, and then Chris Arps in the 8 o'clock hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Yeah, glad you're back with us here. We are talking 2A Tuesday. Lots to talk about. Did you hear about that shooting up in New York in Times Square? I mean, clearly another one of these cases where the Democrats are going to write it off as the media will report it as a mass shooting. And we know what it was. It was one idiot who was mad at his brother trying to shoot him, and he missed his brother and hit two other people, two innocent bystanders. It's crazy. Cam Edwards, our guest this morning, host of BearingArms.com, and great to have you on again. Cam, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that shooting in Times Square didn't take long for Mayor de Blasio and one of the New York senators to try to blame the shooting on the gun industry.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of the standard response by Democrat politicians, right? Don't talk about the actual offender, talk about the inanimate object. Mayor de Blasio talked about the flood of illegal guns coming into New York City, as opposed to, you know, this guy who was known to law enforcement, who apparently had been involved in the criminal justice system in New York previously, but had never really suffered any severe consequences for his previous actions. And that, I think, is really, you know, the key here, Mark. Shootings are up significantly in New York City, about 83% compared to this time last year. Gun sales aren't up in New York City because there are very few gun stores in New York City. It is still just as hard to be legally licensed to own a firearm in New York City as it ever was. What we're seeing here is a failure of the criminal justice system to deal with violent criminals in New York. And we've got politicians who are trying to blame legal, responsible gun owners for their crimes.
Cam, once again, in Indianapolis with the shooting there at the FedEx facility, and in Maryland, I love that you point this out on BearingArms.com, both states that have red flag laws haven't enforced them clearly. There have been incidents now in both of those states where an individual who was known to walk through the neighborhood, apparently threatening people, who's well known to law enforcement, who should have been in the system if indeed these red flag laws work, and it didn't happen again. A failure in Maryland, right?
Absolutely, and we saw this in Colorado as well. You know, but unfortunately, look, red flag laws, Mark. These are red herring laws, really, yes, because they don't address the actual issue. A red flag law basically allows police to go to a judge and say, look, we believe that Cam may be a dangerous person. He might be dangerous to himself or to others. If a judge says, yeah, you know, I think there's a reasonable belief that Cam might be a danger to himself or others, well, you could go and take Cam's guns, but you're going to leave Cam alone, right? You're going to leave him with his knives, with his car keys, with his matches, with his gasoline. You're not going to make sure that Cam gets any sort of mental health treatment. You're just going to take his guns and think that the problem is resolved. Mark, this doesn't fix anything. What good does it do to take guns away from somebody who's supposedly dangerous, but you don't actually deal with the dangerous individual? We have a mental health crisis in this country, and politicians can ignore that mental health crisis as long as they can say, look, we're doing something, and there's something are red flag laws. But they don't work to make us any safer. They don't work to deal with truly dangerous individuals. They slap a Band-Aid on the problem at the expense of our civil rights. And then you've got anti-gun politicians saying, look, we did something. Well, do better. Do something effective. Do something that works.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that completely. You know, I'm watching this situation. I'm an observer of the media and how they report on things, primarily because we all know who they ultimately work for. But I worked in the industry for a long time, Cam, and it was my goal in the mornings before I would read a piece of news copy, if it was on a new study that came out or, you know, on let's say on healthcare. And I would find producers at my TV station that would take things straight off the PR wire from Robert Woods Johnson Foundation that wanted nationwide health care, and they would produce a poll that said most Americans want government health care, and my producers would run it as fact and never tell anybody where it was coming from. Now you see the same thing when they report on shootings. Here's an NPR story saying on average there's been 10 mass shootings in the U.S. every week this year. And they get that from the gun violence group, which produces its own statistics and has its own point of view on gun restrictions in this country. The mainstream media is absolutely guilty of brainwashing the public about this story.
Oh, absolutely right. And, you know, the Gun Violence Archive, as you mentioned, I mean, they define mass shootings as broadly as they possibly can. Just like they define school shootings as broadly as possible. If a gang member shoots another gang member at midnight in a school parking lot, that counts as a school shooting in the Gun Violence Archive, which tells us absolutely nothing. You know, what we do know, Mark, is that violent crime is up around the country. It started going up in 2020. It has continued in many cities in 2021. We know that that's a fact, but the idea that, well, it's just because gun sales went up last year is absolutely asinine. We saw the closure of the criminal justice system. There are cities that are still not doing jury trials right now for criminal cases. We saw, you know, thousands of individuals let loose from jails and prisons last year. And we've seen, I think, really this move within the, let's say, the criminal justice reform movement to really go light on violent criminals. In fact, in New York City, going back to New York, you've got prosecutors who are actually dropping gun cases now. So it's illegal for you to carry a gun without a license in New York City. But if somebody gets arrested, oftentimes prosecutors are now diverting those individuals into other programs or simply dropping the cases outright. So what is the point?
Yeah,
you know, on the one hand, you've got people say we need more gun control laws, and yet they're not enforcing the laws that are currently on the books. And they seem way more interested, frankly, in imposing new restrictions on you and I and other responsible gun owners than in actually targeting the individuals who are committing these acts of violence.
Well, thanks for all you do to keep people informed on these issues. Cam Edwards, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Yep, we'll be listening. BearingArms.com, host of NRA News, Cam and Company, and 40 Acres and a Fool's his podcast, at Cam Edwards on Twitter. 314-241-9797. So where, oh, where will Albert Pujols end up? Unlikely that it's going to be the Cardinals. I don't know. The before and against. There's lots of arguments on either side of it.
Yeah, so I thought that it was for sure not going to be. And then I heard other sports talk yesterday talking about the pinch hitting situation. And there are a lot of people that believe it's still possible. Yeah.
So MLB.
But not if the people that are saying that he really wants to play.
That is the kicker there, right? How badly does he want to play? But apparently he could provide. He could be an asset to our team because he would up our pinch hitting game.
Yeah.
Still giving him a chance.
That's still a serious backseat.
I agree. So it would be a, yeah.
Frank has shared an article from MLB.com, Major League Baseball.com, from a guy named Will Leitch, L-E-I-T-C-H. I guess I pronounced that correctly. Talking about the five potential fits for Albert Pujols. Number five is the Indians. Cleveland could use all the offense it could get. Number four is the Nationals. This has some serious potential, it says here. Number three is the White Sox. Number two is the Royals. But number one is the Cardinals. And they mentioned the Royals because Matheny's out there and all that stuff, right? He could do the DH thing out there, which could let him, he'd occasionally maybe make it over to Busch Stadium. But they said, look, it's easy to make arguments against him going back to the Cardinals, but come on. There's not a Cardinals fan alive who, there isn't a Cardinals fan alive who saw Pujols play, who doesn't want to see him again. He'd be joining a team with Adam Wainwright and Yachty, with whom he won multiple World Series rings. He'd have Goldschmidt and Arenado as teammates. It's a bank shot to be sure, but it's definitely a situation where you could see it happening. They've got St. Louis listed as the number one potential place for Pujols. I wonder how the Cardinals organization's reacting to
all this. More people are thinking
this
with their hearts than their heads.
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
I would agree.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but the conversations yesterday were he wouldn't really necessarily be the best choice in the DH pool either. He's not the best.
Not the best
DH for a team, so he might have a hard time finding somewhere else to go, so it might be take less for the backseat and the chance to
And have we
play.
Found yeah. out what the with money Cardinals. Situation is? Like, what is the price tag here?
I have not heard anybody say. I heard the $28 million figure thrown around, that's what the Angels still owe him or something like that. I don't know if a new team would have to eat part of that to take him on. I just don't know. It's certainly not a drop in the bucket to most of us, but to a Major League Baseball team, is that a lot of money? I don't know. Doesn't seem to be. Hey, coming up, Senator Josh Hawley with his new book on big tech, and Chris Arps at about 8:30. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.